Imagine being terrified of a specific scent, like just because your grandfather was attacked while smelling it.
Yeah, it sounds completely like science fiction.
Right, but it's actual science. So, welcome to today's deep dive. We are synthesizing some really mind-bending research from 2024 to 2026 on transgenerational epigenetic inheritance.
Which is, just a very scientific way of saying how biological memories and trauma pass across multiple generations without ever altering the actual DNA sequence.
Okay, let's unpack this for everyone listening. Think of your genome, like your DNA, as computer hardware, and your epigenome is basically the software settings, right?
Exactly, yeah.
As death.
Dictates how that machine actually behaves in your specific environment.
So to understand how those software settings transfer, we first have to look at the body's attempt to actually delete them.
Right, because reproduction in mammals triggers this massive cellular factory reset. There are two huge waves of epigenetic erasure just to give the embryo a blank slate.
But if the body's actively trying to hit factory reset, I mean, how do these environmental warnings survive the purge?
Well, they survive because the wipe is an absolute. Roughly 15 to 25% of these dense genetic switches, called CpG islands, actually escape the erasure.
Wait, really? Just escape it entirely?
Yeah, they manage to hold on to their DNA methylation patterns. So those are essentially the molecular bookmarks left over from the parent's environment.
Let me push back on that a bit. If evolution went through the trouble of building this strict reset button to protect the germline, isn't it a dangerous glitch that some of these marks just magically survive?
I mean, what's fascinating here is that it's not a glitch at all. It's actually a highly evolved feature for rapid phenotypic plasticity.
Oh, so it's intentional.
Completely intentional. Instead of waiting millennia for random genetic mutations, the body uses specialized TET enzymes to actively rewrite these marks. It lets an organism pass survival data straight to the next generation.
And because those bookmarks survive the reset, we see this happening in real time in the wild, right?
Or absolutely. Eusocial insects are a perfect example of this transgenerational immune priming.
Like the honeybees.
Yeah, honeybees. If a queen is exposed to Paedobacillus larvae, her offspring literally inherits specific resistance to that exact pathogen.
Here's where it gets really interesting, though, is that essentially a mother downloading a highly specific antivirus update directly to her baby's hard drive.
That is exactly what it is. And we also see scientists looking at intelligent corvids, like crows recognizing dangerous human faces.
Right, the crows that remember researchers who wore specific masks.
Yeah, exactly. Though with the crows, researchers have to be super careful to distinguish what is true biological inheritance versus just horizontal social learning.
Like just birds teaching other birds.
Right, exactly. But this biological antivirus system, it's not just for bees and birds. It profoundly dictates human psychological health too.
Especially when you look at extreme prolonged stressors, like the studies on descendants of Holocaust
A
survivors.
prime example. They found a clear cross-generational response where massive trauma actually caused hypomethylation of a gene called FKBP5 in the descendants.
And that gene regulates the stress response.
Right. Right. So without those molecular breaks, the body pumps out way too much cortisol at the absolute slightest stressor.
Wow.
Yeah, it basically traps them in a state of high alert, which significantly increases the risk for PTSD and severe anxiety.
So what does this all mean for you listening right now? I mean, inheriting ancestral trauma sounds incredibly bleak.
It does, but well, here is the most empowering takeaway. Because these are epigenetic marks, molecular highlighters, and not permanent genetic mutations, they are fundamentally reversible.
Oh, so the hardware itself isn't broken.
Right, the hardware is perfectly fine. Animal models consistently show that high-quality postnatal care and even future epigenetic medicines can literally put those molecular brakes back on.
That is so wild. They can actually erase the inherited trauma.
Completely.
Well, we've traced how environmental experiences leave rewritable fingerprints, from bees upgrading their offspring's armor to humans inheriting and eventually reversing deep trauma.
It really bridges that gap between nature and nurture.
It does. Which leaves you with this to think about. If our biology is constantly adapting to environmental cues to warn our future generations, how might our modern screen-addicted, highly stimulated environments be rewriting the epigenetic software of your future descendants right now?